You are listening to episode 807. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast, and each technique is customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth so you can really master it as best as you can throughout the week, using different meditation techniques along the way to see what might work best for you. And in today's episode, we launch into a brand new series. And I'll mention that all the different meditations, all the techniques and the references and resources I share in this week's series can be found at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there you'll find an invitation to a free private Facebook group that you can join, and you'll connect with meditators from around the world who listen to the meditations just like you do. We do monthly challenges together, customized around the theme of the week. And you can also send me a message on my public Sip and Om Facebook page and just request to be added, and I'll gladly add you to our free Facebook group. Well, today I want to introduce our theme for this 7-part week-long meditation series, and the theme is managing negative people. So every day this week, we'll explore different tips and techniques on how to do that. And as you go throughout this week, focus on not only the people in your life or who you encounter in general who may bring you down, but focus on how well you are doing. For even taking part in this series, to learn ways that you can gracefully manage people who may zap your energy, who may bring you down, who may feel as though they suck the life force right out of you. And I did a poll recently in that private Facebook group I was just telling you about, and I asked what the current number one challenge was in regard to stress triggers. What was the number one stress trigger? And the number one stress trigger that people mentioned, and it was by quite a wide margin, it had to do with negative people, how to deal with and how to manage negative people. So this series is all about you staying attuned to your beautiful qualities despite what others around you may be doing. And in each episode, you'll be focusing mostly on yourself, not on trying to accommodate or fix another person. You'll manage your reaction to negative people by managing yourself. And I thought that the best quote that I could come up with in regard to managing negative people comes from Marcus Aurelius in his Book of Meditations. This is more a collection of observations of life that was more of a diary or a journal rather than a work to be published. It was written by Marcus Aurelius Antonius, one of the wisest and noblest of Roman emperors. He was born in AD 121. At that time, the Roman Empire had unprecedented peace and wealth. A lot of people were questioning their spiritual beliefs and value. And this is when Marcus Aurelius wrote down his observations and thoughts about what was going on in life around him. And what I enjoy most about his writings and the other writings of the Stoics, he considered himself to be part of the Stoic philosophy of life. It's not so much a philosophy, though, as it is more of a continuous thread of intellectual thought that started in Greece and lasted for about 500 years. In the book of Marcus Aurelius, it says that it was not so much a single systematic doctrine as a winding intellectual current, arising and flourishing amidst the uncertainties of the Hellenistic domain of the 3rd century BC, a time of political and social upheaval following the deaths of Aristotle and Alexander the Great. Stoicism stressed the search for inner peace and ethical certainty despite the apparent chaos of the external world by emulating in one's personal conduct the underlying orderliness and lawfulness of nature. And so throughout this series on managing negative people, I'd like you to consider your own inner peace and on just doing the right thing, following your own virtue. So go ahead and settle yourself in and get ready for today's meditation to help you manage negative people by managing yourself. Sit up straight with a nice straight spine to keep yourself alert. Close your eyes gently and keep them slightly elevated at the point between your eyebrows, often referred to as the spiritual eye in yoga and meditation. Or relax the different areas of your body where you're likely to hold stress. Relax your feet. Soften your calves. Soften your knees. Relax your thighs. Relax your hips. Let your stomach hang out gently, not sucking it in. You automatically allow yourself a full diaphragmatic breath the moment you release your stomach muscles. Feel your abdomen rise slightly upward as you inhale through your nose. And feel it sink back downward as you exhale through your nose. Relax your chest. Relax your shoulders. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest your hands in your lap with your palms upward or downward. Soften your throat. Relax your neck. Soften your jaw. Feel your face relax. Eyes. eyes gently uplifted. Inhale and exhale through your nose. Notice your breath, not forcing it in any way, just noticing how you're doing, how you're breathing naturally. Allow yourself to transition to a state of peace at your own rate. Inhale and exhale through your nose. Your jaw, your shoulders, your stomach are soft and relaxed. I'll read to you from Marcus Aurelius' Meditations. He says, "Begin the morning by saying to yourself, I shall meet with the busybody, the ungrateful, arrogant, deceitful, envious, unsocial. All these things happen to them by reason of their ignorance of what is good and evil. But I, who have seen the nature of the good, that it is beautiful, and of the bad, that it is ugly, and the nature of him who does wrong, that it is akin to me, not only of the same blood or seed, but that it participates in the same intelligence and the same portion of the divinity, I can neither be injured by any of them, for no one can fix on me what is ugly, nor can I be angry with my kinsman, nor hate him. For we are made for cooperation, like feet, like hands, like eyelids, like the rows of the upper and lower teeth. To act against one another, then, is contrary to nature, and it is acting against one another to be vexed and to turn away. So consider the people in your life who are negative in their thoughts and their actions, and simply focus on yourself doing the right thing, letting go of whatever they're doing. Taking away from it anything personal you may be feeling. Notice how you feel in your body. Notice how you feel when you think of certain people and situations. Just notice it. no judgment. Just allow it. It's there, but you don't have to go there. You can simply notice your reaction and focus on your reaction, not on what the other person said or did or whatever happened. Just focus on your own reaction. Focus on what is the right thing to do in your unique situation. Not necessarily what you want to do or feel entitled to do in response to any negative treatment. What morally is the right thing to do? Taking religion out of it. What is the right thing to do deep within you? Just notice yourself encountering a negative person or situation. Notice your reaction. See yourself. Notice your facial features. Notice how you stand. Notice what you do. How is your voice? How is your eye contact? Your body language. See yourself fully having a reaction against the negative people in your own life. Now consider, what do you wish you could do? How could you take what's often referred to as the high road? What do you feel is the right way to respond? Visualize yourself responding to a negative situation or person in a way that would leave you with dignity and self-respect. Continue meditating, just noticing how things settle within you. Sitting in stillness. And when your mind wanders, bring it back to your breath. And meditate just to the point where you could go a little bit longer, always ending your meditation on a high note. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.